The Liberian government is facing the threat of United Nations sanctions for smuggling arms to rebels in neighboring Sierra Leone in exchange for diamonds. But that's not the only UN complaint about Liberia's President Charles Taylor. He also was accused of profiting from the rapid destruction of the country's rainforest. Uncontrolled logging has environmentalists fearing the Liberian rainforest could disappear within a decade. NPR's Ivan Watson reports from the Liberian town of Greenville.
It's one of the last pockets of untouched rainforest in West Africa. This lush Liberian jungle was home to pygmy hippopotamus, more than 1,000 rare forest elephants, and more than 200 species of trees. But now that habitat is rapidly disappearing. This stream running to the Sestos River is choked with enormous logs, and nearby bulldozers have cleared a quarter-mile-wide strip of territory that runs for more than 100 miles through what was once virgin rainforest. Conservationists say there's been a dramatic increase in uncontrolled logging here. Reg Hoyt of the Philadelphia Zoo says that since the end of Liberia's civil war in 1997, the export of forest timber has become the government's key source of revenue.
Almost, in my view, has resulted in a gold rush-like mentality for forests of Liberia. And my guess is that with the size of concessions and the size of some of the companies working here, that conceivably we could see a loss of the vast majority of the pristine forests that remain right now within the next 10 years.
Observers say the government is not properly regulating the foreign timber companies, and there is little evidence of reforestation. Archbishop Michael Francis of the Catholic Church of Liberia says in their race to extract logs, the foreign companies are raping the country.
This is immoral. We are destroying our country and making a desert land in the future. And what benefits are we really getting? We don't see what money coming out. We don't see what benefit they're having for the country.
There's no more jungle around BC Town, but there is a four-lane wide, unpaved highway called the OTC Road. Dozens of trucks from the Oriental Timber Company, or OTC, barrel down this road every day, carrying logs to be loaded on ships waiting at Liberia's ports.
The white people.
Jonathan Asarade was born in BC Town. He says the road has provided better transportation to his remote community, but he said no one from BC has been able to find work at the logging camp. Malaysians and Indonesians drive the OTC trucks. There is growing resentment in Liberia against the logging operations. President Charles Taylor recently dispatched troops and a top aide to one county after local officials threatened a protest. County officials accused timber companies of using militia to strong-arm local residents. With soldiers and heavily armed police patrolling the logging port of Greenville, few residents dare voice any criticism. Timber company owner Oscar Cooper denies charges that his men are cracking down on public dissent. He says his company employs hundreds of Liberians.
What is the substitute? Have you come up with a program that will provide jobs for the people? That would say, look, industry, let's do it this way, conservation logging.
But there's another dimension to the debate. A United Nations report has accused OTC, the largest of the timber companies operating in Liberia, of helping Liberian President Charles Taylor smuggle weapons. Both have denied the charges, but last summer authorities arrested and expelled four foreign journalists who were investigating the OTC. In May, Taylor faces United Nations Security Council sanctions for trading weapons for diamonds smuggled by rebels in neighboring Sierra Leone. The council made a last-minute decision to drop a proposed timber embargo from the UN resolution. France and China reportedly opposed the embargo. In 1999, these two Security Council members together purchased 45% of Liberia's timber exports. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Greenville, Liberia.